another episode of Step Your Game. I'm Blake 206 with DCI and Worst Case the Engine here. Okay, man, you ain't been on in a while. So,
long time.
Yeah.
Worst case is
Yeah, there you go.
Nah.
Yeah.
Get that bullshit out of here. But, anyway, you know, we've been busy, you know. We've been doing our thing.
Yeah. Some people.
Y'all been sitting up here chilling.
More things than others. But, you know.
You know, this is a family show.
Yeah.
So, you know, no need
to. What families? What families? What family listen to this show?
Yeah. This is a family show. So, nah, you know, keep everything a little PG here.
Yeah, what kind of family, though? What kind of family? The Adams family? The Munster?
It's a family show.
Oh, man. Now, we're going to start with what we've been playing. And it's been a while, so I'm going to start it. Borderlands 2. I've been on Borderlands 2 a lot. And I'm, what am I? I'm level 46 or 47. What up? 46. You know.
So, 46, 47?
Only one? It ain't that much. Come on, 46. So, yeah, I've been on Borderlands 2. What else have I been playing? I haven't really been playing.
Playing that Walking Dead. The
episode 4 of Walking Dead. And, and for people that know, that are on my friends list, know that every Friday I've been on, me and Worst Case, we've been on the beta of Far Cry, the Far Cry beta. Man, I love that beta. That beta is, woo! It's way better than the Assassin's Creed beta that I was in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Assassin's Creed got boring after a while.
Yeah, boring, but that Far Cry.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah, that Far Cry beta is good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
Right. So that Far Cry beta is good. Far Cry 3 beta and what else? I went back and got some platinum on a game. Went back and did some messing around with some trophies. That's about it. Working, trying to get this holiday money. That's about it. So what else? Worst case, what you been playing?
Mostly 2K and Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, I would say.
Oh, well, we're talking about games, not what you've been playing in real life. You know, right? We're talking about games, right?
Yeah, we're talking about games.
Oh,
2K
not who you
and
play,
Borderlands.
What you've been playing.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know what border you've been crossing. So, you know.
You know what? that's corny. That's
corny. You've been going in.
I've been doing some stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing some stuff, you know, nothing that nobody needs to know about, I'm doing a whole lot of crazy things. My life has been pretty wild lately, but it's all right.
His life's been wild. Look at it, and if you don't believe me, look at the movie Players Club. That's his life.
So, you know, just those two games mainly, man. I mean, I'm going to get up on some other stuff when some other stuff comes out. Like, it's already out, Assassin's Creed 3. I get up on that when it goes on sale, but.
Yeah, that's another game. Well, I think we'll talk about some stuff like that. We'll talk about the lowers. DCI,
I was about to say, and I played Dishonored too. I forgot about that, and I played Dishonored for a little bit.
Yeah,
but that's it, pretty much.
What you been playing, DCI?
Borderlands 2, just like everybody else. Got the Commando and the Assassin going. Mm. Borderlands 2. Went back and played some Ghost Recon, Future Soldier. Played some Zona Enders HD Collection.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Walking Dead. That's really been it.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it. All right. Now, that's all we've been playing. So, we're gonna get into.
Borderlands 2 is amazing. It's an amazing game.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna get into some news in a minute, but I wanted to get into something that worst case is talking about. You know, these games that came out. You know, a lot of them are good, but there's games that I'm just gonna wait until they drop. You know how you go. You know how you just like. Nah, I'm not gonna pay $60 for that game. I'm gonna wait until it drops, and then I'll get it. Like, for me, I'm still debating over Assassin's Creed 3, so I might get it, but it has to drop for me. I'm just not gonna do $60 straight out the box, and I don't think that I'm gonna do what you call it. What you doing? Pressing a button? Cause ain't nobody getting texting you.
No, somebody literally texts me right now.
And then what other game? Oh, 2K. I just won't pay. I won't pay $60 for a sports game no more. I don't pay $60 for a sports game. There's just no way. Because I don't.
Yes.
What go on? What you?
Uh huh. No, I was gonna say I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not gonna do that no more either. I did it with 2K, but I'm not gonna do that no more either.
Yeah, because I told worst case. I said nah, I'm gonna wait for it to drop. And then worst case, and I was just talking yesterday on the telephone. Because I was looking, I was surfing, and I said, look, at 2K just dropped $10. I said, it's now $49. He said, yep. And you said, yep, just wait, it'll drop some more. I said, yeah, it's going to drop. I said, it just came out.
And for those of you guys that got military benefits and stuff, on Black Friday, it's going to be $40 at the military base.
Yeah.
Can go ahead and pick it up for $40.
Grab 2K when it drops, you know. Grab sports. My opinion is grab the sports games when they drop. I mean, you know, but you got to get the basketball game before basketball season starts.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? And I'm going to tell you this, okay? Because, you know, in 2K, you have the season, you know, the My Player you can play.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, if let's say I started it back in September, right?
Right.
And the roster, if you're in your My Player, the roster doesn't update in your My Player. It only updates in the real roster.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like, in my game, I don't have Harden on the Rockets and stuff like that.
So it don't matter.
So it's like, I'm going to wait until, like, December every year to get 2K. Mm-hmm. Wait for all the trades and stuff to go through because it's crazy, man.
Yeah, because Harden had to get traded to the Rockets, and we'll see how now it's time for the Thunder to feel some rough times, a little rough times. They ain't number one seed no more. I mean, not number one seed, because they were never the number one seed. I think they were like two or three. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
The Bucks are number one now.
Who? The Bucks?
The Bucks are, yeah.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to, you know, East Coast. East Coast,
we'll see.
You know, Miami's going to run the East. But, the West is wide open. Might look like San Antonio might do something, but I don't want to talk about hoop. We talk about games, man. Talk about games.
Yep.
We're talking about games. Now, what it is, what are we going to say? Oh, okay. Cliffy B ends up leaving Epic Games after being there for 128 years, 3 days, 6 hours, 24 minutes. And 10 seconds. He's been there for that long. What do you guys got? What do you guys think of Cliffy B leaving?
That's kind of that's kind of odd to me. I really don't know, but
I know.
A lot of people have been doing that though. Just been kind of leaving their companies and doing their own little thing.
Yeah, trying to start their thing, and we'll see. Everybody expects him to start his own company, which I think he will. I mean, he even offered, because after that, a couple weeks later, then he offered Capcom, because everybody thought he was going to take a vacation, but he offered Capcom to redo Resident Evil, so he could redo Resident Evil. I'm like, man, what was, you know.
Nah, man, because Leon Kennedy was looking like a football player.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to see, you know, you might see Jill Valentine looking all muscular.
It looked like China back there in the
WWE. Yeah, well, yeah, look at this. China. I don't know if, you know, Cliffy B, doing Resident Evil, man, you guys need to stop, man. You need to stop. Come on, we know. I don't think so. I don't really think so. Now, the new PlayStation Store is up for the U.S. It's been up for the U.K. I liked it. When was you in the U.K., I checked it out, and I was like, oh, this is nice. I liked it. And then they had it somewhere else. Was it Hong Kong? I forgot where it was.
I think it was in Australia.
Yeah, it was Australia, New Zealand / Australia in that region, I think it was first. And then, it was in the U.K. and Australia. Then they took the UK one down for some reason because it would start messing up. Then they put it back up, and now it's in the US. Me, my personal opinion is I like it. I think it's good. I don't have any reservation. I don't have any problems with it. You know, I don't have any issue with it. I like it. I mean, it's good for me. So
yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, there's people
like
that
how everything is organized.
Yeah. There's people that don't like it. I think Samish said he didn't like it. He was like, "Yeah, man, it feels like the what did he say? I think he said it feels like the YouTube, like when they have that YouTube app on the PS3 and you have to type and you know it's like that and that doesn't matter.
He likes it now. Oh, he likes it now. I guess because he got used to it or whatever. But he likes it now.
Right. I like it. I like the look. I think the look is slick. I like the
It's nice and big, you know? Right. Like the icons are bigger and stuff.
Right. That's what it is. You know what issue I have with my PS3 and my television? Okay.
What?
I got a 55-inch LG 3D TV, right? But you know what it is sometimes? You know how you go into the internet browser and sometimes your screen will be like a little screen, what you call a screen, right? And then sometimes it'll break off to the big screen like it's HDMI. You know, I'm like, well, how do you? I said, is there something wrong or something? Does it do that to you sometimes? It'll break off to the big screen, like it'll break to a big screen, and then it'll go to the small screen, like a little, like a SD type of screen, and then it'll go, you know, and then sometimes.
Oh, then it'll switch to HDMI?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's happened to me before. Yeah.
What? What? This happens to me. That's all it does now is the SD. And then every now and then it'll switch to HDMI. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, it doesn't do it to me constantly, but I've had that error before.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that. I don't know why it does that.
Check your HDMI cable, man. It might be bad. It might be going out.
It's a brand new cable. That's that cable that me and DCI got.
Yeah, but that was a few years ago we got that.
Yeah, but I did. But I never used it. Okay. I never used it. I was just like, man, you know, now I'm using it, but everything else. See, but you can tell it's good because the visual, you know, because if you use standard component cables on the HD TV, the PS3 looks kind of, you know, if you look at, but if you use the HDMI, you can see the clear, you know, you can see the clarity and, you know, on a HD TV, because believe me, I had component cables on there, and I was just like, oh, man. And when you put the HDMI, you're like, oh, okay, cool. With the gold tips on it, man. Gold tips, 24K tips.
Oh, Lord.
24K tips.
It don't got gold on it. I can't use it, man.
I'm that high maintenance, man. I got to have the gold tips. You know, I have people try to kick in the door. You got gold tips on it.
Raise up on those HDMI cables, Mike.
Hello? 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 Oh, blade drop.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm going to stop the podcast. All right, you good.
Yeah, you know, Skype.
Yeah.
All right.
Step your game up, Skype.
Yeah. So, So, I don't know what it is with that HDMI. I gotta figure that out. I might have to look it up. I might have to call Sony and see what's up because I don't know. Oh, and for other people that want, you know, if you go to the UK store, you can download SingStar. Download SingStar, and you can get it for free. Then you go up on there and you can, you know, watch other people's videos, do a little SingStar thing, and it's on there for free. You don't have to get the dip by the game or anything, but you do have to buy the songs. You don't get any free songs.
So, it's a lot more. Oh, really?
No, you don't get any free songs.
What?
No.
I guess because that's the. Oh, okay. It's not a disc version.
Right. The disc version, you get the songs. But the download version, you don't get the songs. So,
some songs are expensive too. It's $150 a pop.
Yeah. You know, that's why. Hey, I had to. That's why I called them back. And you know, when I had switched my PlayStation, I was like, oh man, you know, my songs aren't on there. It took them like a couple days to do it. Now my songs are on SingStar on my PlayStation. Because I was like, oh wow. Now what is it? What did you want to talk about? Borderlands 2, DCL. What was the Borderlands 2 stuff? You wrote Borderlands 2. What was that?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Because we already kind of talked about it.
Now, there's been rumors that the PS4 dev kit is out. Well, yeah, it's the second iteration of the PS4 dev kit. And the dev kit is, if I remember correctly, because I'm not looking at a screen or anything because I didn't go to the website right now. It was on IGN, it was on N4G, it was on there. That the dev kit has somewhere between 8 and 16 gigs of memory of RAM on there. And it's Blu-ray, of course, it's going to be Blu-ray. Wi-Fi. Let me think, is there anything? I'm trying to think if there's anything else. It was Wi-Fi, it was... Some other stuff. There was some other stuff. Let me go to IGN right now. There's some other stuff, and the way that it sounded like it was. I was like, oh, this ain't. You know, it sounded like it ain't bad. Because if you put 8 gigs of memory up on there, oh man, oh 8 to 16,
crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be
people
nuts.
People will still hate. You should have put 9 in there. Put 9 gigs.
Yeah, if it was,
you should have put 8.5.
Right.
Failures. Sony fail.
What are you gonna do with 8 gigs, losers?
Yeah.
You can't make a good game with 8 gigs.
Mm-hmm. You know they'll say something like that. Yeah.
Sony fail.
Right. Well, my PC has 20 gigs in it. So.
That's just because you put 20 gigs in it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. PC gamer over here, baby.
That on my PC. Hi.
PC baby. Elitist over here.
Right.
Man. I played that one game and playing it for 9 years. I'm better than all you guys.
Well, did you guys find it? I mean, I'm looking for it right now.
I'm looking for it, too. I think I found it.
I can't find it. Now every time I look at IGN, they always show that broad up on there. What's her name? The broad that I think looked like an alien.
Chobot.
Yeah, Chobot. She was a weird looking.
Weird.
She was at PAX too. I think she was at PAX, and I was just looking at her going, man, this broad looks weird.
I didn't see her at PAX.
She looks like a strange ass female.
Yeah,
like
she just looks
strange.
Right. She just looks like something ain't right. You know,
right.
It's like, you know, it's kind of like I don't know. I can't explain it.
I can't either, nigga. I said the same thing.
I just can't explain it. I'm looking at it going, man, this broad looks weird. Like something's wrong. Like something's up with her or something. Like if you got with her and you took her to the motel or to the house, you like, yeah, bro, you know, the next thing you know, next thing you know, she done took off a mask and
got these tentacles coming out of her pussy and shit.
I've never seen her, but maybe that explains why she was in Mass Effect 3 with all those other aliens.
Hey, it could be telling you something.
I don't know. But I found something, Blake.
I think he dropped again. Oh.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just like, Chobot looks kind of
weird.
Yeah, man, the bride is. I don't know. You guys comment. You guys think Chobot looks weird? To say it, because something's up with him.
Go ahead and go to Google Images and look up Jessica Chobot and tell us what you think, because it could, you know. I don't think it's just us, so.
Yeah. Now, okay, here's what it uses. It uses the AMD A10 APU series.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really good processor.
Either 8 or 16 gigs.
The A8, yeah.
No, it comes up with 8 or 16 gigs. That's what. Oh, yeah. And it's this is to ensure the console will be able to run at 1080p 60 frames, you know, 1080p 60 frames per second in 3D. Okay.
And I just read here, it says mentioned that it'll be 256 gig hard drive as standard.
Yeah. It's 250.
Amazing.
That's a weird number. That's 250. That's a weird number.
You know, you really don't get 230, but you know.
Yeah, 250. I can really see 250. 500. Yeah. I've never heard of a 256. That's just weird.
Sony weird numbers. Yeah. Fail.
Yeah. Oh, where'd that 6 come from? No, I'm going to Microsoft. I don't know.
Cause they're really fair over there at Microsoft, you know. Yeah. They'll give me a console with 2 gigs in it.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Gotta do a credit
you and your
check.
Choices and variety.
Gotta do a credit check for $99.360.
If you have to do that, totally I guess fair. I ain't getting a 360.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I might as well just stick with my PS3, right?
Yeah. Hey, they might start doing that sooner or later. They might start credit checking cats for video games. Okay, go you want a what? A week? Okay, let's see what your credit score is. No, I got the cash right now. No, we got a credit score.
Yeah, denied. You haven't paid your car note in 2 months. Yeah. Denied.
Guess I'm going the same way. Put that.
They're gonna be going. They be say, "Hey, you got that new prepaid 360, man? That's that prepaid." That's gonna be prepaid 360.
I'm broke, and I got back credit.
You gotta go, a secret, real dark aisle. They don't really tell people. You know, go and get that 360. He's like, it's right there. Just go.
Credit check. They're doing credit checks for $99.360. How desperate. It's horrible. And that's at the Microsoft store. I mean, they want to. You got to fill out. Credit checks, yeah. You got to fill out a form. So you got to fill out a form to get a 360 for $99? Man, just pay the money. Pay the money. Just get the bread, pay the money, pay the no, there's no way. No.
Just buy a fight out with your credit card that you already have. I mean, right. Shit, you do all that stuff, man.
Right. Man, you guys are crazy. What is? Oh, this is what it is. The Super Slim came out. I've seen videos on YouTube. The Super Slim. Me myself, I'm looking at it going, oh, okay. Reminds me of the PS2. The old, you know, the old Slim PS2. I like it, but I don't, because I like the other stuff, the
tray?
The tray bothers me kind of, because I like the slide-in tray, but then again, you know, when your PlayStation 3 breaks, that tray is messed up. Because, you know, you'd be like, oh my God, my game's in there. Yeah, it's stuck in there. But there's a way to get it out. You just hold the button. You know, that's the way to get it out. You're supposed to hold the button and it beeps and then it kicks it out. See, but we didn't know that. So cats ripping it up. Cats is ripping up their system to get the disc out. So even if a yellow light, you're supposed to hold the button down and it'll beep and kick it out. But people were ripping up their systems. So, that's what it is. Black Friday, the Black Friday deal for the Super Slim. man, this is the best deal I think I've seen. People were complaining when the super, when they announced the Super Slim. Oh man, it's the price of it. The price of it is $250. You know, it should be $199. Now it's $199. It is now $199 for Black Friday, and you get 5 games with it. $199 and 5 games. You get
not just any kind of game. Yeah, AAA
games. You're not gonna get. We're not talking about like 2 Kinect games
and Madden 13.
Yeah, or something like that.
Bootsy Part 3.
Right. We're talking about you're getting Infamous 1, Infamous 2. You're getting Uncharted 1 and Uncharted 2. And you're getting the DLC for Infamous. For Infamous, Infamous 2? The DLC for that. So you're getting five games for $199 and the system. So what? Look.
They put 6 games.
Right, right. Don't say something like that. No, well, it makes no sense. And people were writing articles saying how Sony failed when they brought out Super Slim about and it's a 200, we forgot, it's $199 and it's a 250 gig system. 250 gig system with 5 games for $199. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna end up getting one. Just because it's $199. I got, man, my stuff is popping too. Oh no, I think I'm gonna end up getting one. Worst case says he hates the Super Slims. You don't really like the look, do you?
Yeah, I didn't say I hate it like that. I just went and bought the original Slim. You know, because the trade thing isn't, you know, it's not really my kind of thing. So
yeah. I'm not really into the trade either, but for $199, you know, you can
get used to it.
Nope.
I like that trade for $199 though, because that's a good deal, man. And then,
well, I paid $200 for my original Slim, so
mm-hmm. You can pay $200 for this Super Slim and get 5 games.
I already have all that.
Yeah, but you could trade the 5 games. You could trade the stuff in.
Don't need to.
Yeah, see, look at that. No, he just doesn't want to do that because he knows now. And he could have got 5 games and he looked like a fool.
I don't look like a fool. But, you know, you can try to clown all you want, but I know what I'm doing. So
which way did they go, George? Which way did they go?
Gets up there and keep on sliding the tray around and everything. Oh, that. Technology and shit, man.
Hey, I have no issue with that. I have no really issue, even though I do like the I do like the other one.
Just hope it don't break and fall off, then you got that your whole area exposed. Right. Looking ghetto.
Right.
Like you had like someone had to give you a credit check just to buy it.
Said, oh, it's your name is what? Worst case. So, okay, you want to
you see a red alarm go off on the computer?
See, worst case, running out the store like he's at, like he's doing a football, like he's playing football, like dodging left and right, just trying to catch you. They trying to catch you. Say credit risk on aisle 4. Credit risk on aisle 4. Get it. And I tracked them down. All I wanted was a 360. No! Credit risk. Oh, man. I can see some. I mean, they are. Why would they pull a set like that? I mean, we got to get off that subject. That is hilarious.
It's funny, though.
No! Credit risk. Okay. Yeah. And then, I guess, worst case, want to talk about seeing some Black Friday deal that they're having for $360 for $139 for $360. $139, you get a... what do you get for the $139? Worst case.
Nah, you don't get nothing. You just get the system. That's all you need.
So you don't get nothing.
That's all you need. You don't need nothing. You might get something. They just said the system was $139. They might add something. I don't know.
Add nothing. $139.
You know. But that's what it is.
$139 and you don't get nothing?
Mm-mm. I don't believe you do. No, that from what I read, it just said the system's $139. I think... Nah, I can't remember. I can't recall. I'll look it back up later on and I'll confirm what and what, but I don't remember
You're gonna look
exactly
it
what
up, and you on the podcast right now, and you supposed to be the information man, and you and you
was.
yeah.
It's supposed to be boop, 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 right now. It's $139 at da-da-da-da store. That's what you're supposed to do. But what are you doing?
Are you trying to teach me or something?
What are you doing?
You trying to teach me something? What am I doing? I had something that just came up, so that's fine.
Man.
It's gonna be at Target.
Target, yeah, I just found it. Hold on. Oh,
Hold
this is
on.
plaster. Also,
You
this.
didn't know it was at Target? For people that don't know, you didn't know it was at Target and you worked there?
You know what? That don't mean nothing.
You didn't know out your mind. You said, oh, it's at Target. I worked there. Boom. You didn't know that?
I do know about the Target Red controllers that's coming out for the PS3, but I don't know about. I didn't really know that this is gonna be at Target.
You gonna get the red controller?
Yeah, I want it. Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
I heard they got do they have clear controllers?
It's a clear one. Yeah, it's like a Target exclusive,
It's clear.
and it's supposed. Yeah, it's clear and it's red.
Like clear though. I kind of want them.
All of them are being sold at certain stores. I think Walmart's gonna be gonna have a blue one like that too. You're gonna have partnerships with different stores.
Okay. So what, you gonna run store to store and get blue clear, red clear? That's what you want.
Nah, I just need one more controller and I have four.
So
So,
you want four controllers?
yeah, that's all I need.
What you having a porno convention at your house? You need four controllers?
What does that have to do with video games, man? You're gonna stick the analog stick up my ass or something? Like, I mean,
Don't know
the
what
blade
you're
art.
doing. You
I'm
know.
sticky joysticks, man. I'm sticky joysticks.
I mean,
Smart.
by the way, no homo on that. But anyway,
Smart,
quit with that.
Wow, 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 wow. Walk in the door and hear that porno music. Wow,
Oh,
wow.
man.
Like,
Nah, man, I did that B pumping music, man.
he's like, yeah. Oh,
Bumper.
now,
Yeah.
no, I don't know, but whatever. It's some crazy stuff. But I didn't know they all those stores were having that blue and red and clear. I don't know which one I'd want. I wanted who's having a white clear one.
I don't know yet. I mean, they just started rolling out the information like a day or two ago. I was just reading a little bit of it. I read it off of Red Infamy's.
Wow.
All right, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
God, that just, why don't you just turn it off? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corny.
Wow. That is so unprofessional.
Be in the middle of a meeting, have his phone go off, have everybody wait.
Look, look, let's go ahead and finish this podcast, please.
Yeah.
So, you know,
So he can get down to the Players Club.
the Players Club, it's not no Players Club or nothing like that.
That's what
Look,
he did. Players
for all the fans, I am a happily married man.
Clear.
I am not a promiscuous man at all.
Liar.
You know, I do not drink. I don't smoke.
Professional
I don't
liar.
do any. I do no coke. I do no heroin. Nothing. I am a clean guy that does nothing.
That is something. Okay. Now, what was I gonna do? Oh, the UK sale. We're gonna do the top 10 UK sales from
UK sales.
PS3 chart. UK PS3 chart, right?
It's on there?
Yeah, got it.
All right, let's go.
Number 10 for our fans in the UK. These are for the cats in the UK. Number 10.
Shout out to Swift.
Yeah. Number 10, Borderlands 2. Number 9, F1 2012. Number 8, 007 Legends. Well, that ain't, UK 007. That just makes sense. Number 7, Pro Evolution Soccer. Really? I didn't think the Pro Evolution be selling over there. Does it sell over here?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it sells over here like that, though, does it?
Yeah, it sells here. Yeah.
Number 6, Resident Evil 6. That shouldn't even be on the list. That shouldn't even be on the list from what I heard. Number 5, Doom 3, BFG Edition. Man, Doom 3? Yeah, whatever. Number 4, Skylanders Giants. Well, you know, I guess. Okay. Number 3, Dishonored. I didn't like that. Like I'm going to say it again. I didn't like Dishonored looking at it at PAX. You know, whatever, whatever. Number 2 is FIFA. Yeah, that's expected. Number 1 is Medal of Honor, War Fighter. What? Really?
I never would have thought that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that was number 1. Whatever.
Especially since it's been getting these okay, you know, reviews.
It just came out, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
I think that's probably why it's number 1, because what it happened was is that these guys gave them to the media late, you know, mm-hmm. right after the game came out. So when the reviews come out, people already bought it. Say, oh, we got you, bitch.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Said, I'm a little salty that they didn't have a PlayStation 3 beta, because I was interested in the game, but I didn't want to buy something like that unless I got to at least play a demo or beta or something. But they didn't do it.
I heard the game wasn't good. That's why I ain't had no beta. You know, that's the rule.
No, they had it for a 360.
Oh, they did?
They had it for a 360 and PC, but they didn't have it on the PS3. I was like,
They messed it up. But they do. Oh, I heard. Man, I keep hearing that Killzone HD is not good. It did not age well.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Well, Killzone 1, it did not age well. I kind of want it. Just to, you know, because I liked Killzone on the PS2 myself.
Yeah.
You know, it had glitches. Believe me, it had glitches. But, you know, I still like it. Man, what's up with this Skylanders? Everybody's, are they selling like that?
It sells a lot. Wow. I'm gonna tell you the truth. At least at my store, I know for sure. That game, it sells out as soon as they get in.
Wow.
You gotta buy those little figures and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a game, right? Like you got a little platform, and you got the little monsters on there, and then you just play with them. Like,
I played it with my friend's son. It's not bad. It's not a bad game.
It's really not bad. I played it. Mm. It's not bad.
But it's for kids, so you know, after a while, you're just kind of like, but it's a good game, you know, regardless.
Mm. Man, that is a trip. Ooh, I don't know. Now we're gonna try to get these podcasts out way more often, way more, because now I'm feeling better. Now I'm, you know, before it was a whole different thing. Now we're gonna try to get this stuff.
Honestly, sometimes there's just not anything going on to do a podcast with. You know, just sometimes yeah. They're just stale.
It is. Yeah. Sometimes
that's the summertime.
Ooh, the summertime. It is dry, isn't it? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
It's just dry.
Except for when PAX comes or when E3 hits. You know, that's it. And, I don't know. Now,
We'll try to be more consistent.
We'll try to be way more consistent. We'll try to be way more. What else wanted to say? What else? What else is there to talk about? Is there anything to talk about that we missed? Is there anything?
Dang. Went down that whole list?
Yeah. You know, went down that whole list. Went down the whole list. I forgot to, we're giving away out 3 months of PlayStation Plus. We have those PlayStation Plus. So, you know, we got from PAX. We still haven't used a lot of them. Lot of them. So we have a lot that Sony gave us from PAX. They gave us a whole bunch of them, so to give away. We can still give away some, but there's a thing. There's a caveat. You have to have a credit card on PlayStation, the store. So That's the caveat. That's the thing. You know, if you don't have it up on there, we can't help you, man.
Yeah. Also, you know? Too, we know, you know, we got the God of War 3, not 3, God of War Ascension, you know, multiplayer beta that you have to have plus in order to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know when it's going to be. So when we start putting those codes out, you know, at least try to use them. Yeah, we can't tell you when it's going to happen, but, you know, we can at least try to hook you up still.
Yeah, so, we'll do something. Watch the site. Look at our Twitter. You know, check Facebook. Us out.
Hit us up on, Facebook. Facebook at Games on Smash.
Right. I think we should give them away on Facebook. Probably be easier.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably.
Hit us up on Facebook. Like our Facebook page. Friend us, whatever. And we'll go ahead and hit you up with the codes.
Now, well, let me see. Why is this bride? Why does it say an interview with Curb Stomp models? The bride don't look that good. I guess that's why they call her Curb Stomp.
Curb Stomp.
Curb Stomp.
She beautiful too, man. Come on. Put someone on the inside.
Curb Stomp, bitch.
Curb Stomp.
Like Curb Stomp. Yep.
They probably don't even know what it is. Probably, that sounds cool. Curb stopping, you know, like walking the streets. Yeah,
right. You know, she don't look like she walked the streets. She just looked.
Got hit by a street walked on her.
Yeah, she don't look that great. Look at it, I don't know. She don't look that great.
Man. Should we take a break and come back and do the shout outs and stuff? Or?
Nah, we think we're going to just run through.
Hit it straight. Just hit it straight.
Hit it straight. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, we're going to do some shout outs. And okay. Who you guys gonna shout out? You guys DC are gonna shout some people out.
Shout out goes to Big Boss, Dog DJ, Mighty Nerd, Blue Samurai, Big Freezy, Submission, Esco, Blip, Torrance Davis, Arch Nemesis number one, Andre Tipton from The Real Otaku Gamer, Justin R. Arnold, Red Infamy, and Yoshi the Shogun.
Go on.
You were ready.
There you go.
Ready.
Yeah, he had a list. He wrote it down.
The guy.
Just been piling up, man.
It's like he had to take a piss. He had to take a piss. Okay, I'm ready now. Okay, I'm okay.
Thursday. So much for that. So
woo, that's really
Bob,
so
good. It's Johnny, you know. 2 hours later, Moo Moo,
Lil Big, and then after he's done, he said, man, I feel 10 pounds lighter, man, I can, woo, okay.
Shout outs off of me.
Man, I had a weight on my shoulders. You go, all right, well, you know, what'd you say, worst case, who you shout out?
All right, so. Shout outs to Tasmanian 22 playing at 2K. Shout outs to Juice, JP Juice, you know, playing at 2K with him too. Shout outs to JDYG81. Shout outs to Body Bags, I think it's 314 or something like that. That's JT. That's GHYTTGH. And shout outs to him, you know, in his YouTube channel. I've been watching him lately.
Right.
Bobby Famiani, what's going on with you? And I already said J-More, right? Mikey Day, and that'll end my shout-outs.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have any shout-outs.
No.
I just, you know.
What?
I don't have any shout-outs.
Killer Raja's online. Shout-outs to him, too.
Yeah, I haven't
seen him in a while. Bad P3S.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any shout-outs. I'm not shouting anybody out this week. You're not getting a shout-out from me. Not this week. Now. Not even who? Ain't nobody in the shout out.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know, you forgot. You didn't shout out Zadia, huh?
I was going to say, you know, you didn't shout out the girl. Your favorite girl on PSN, Zadia?
Yeah.
Since you ain't going to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, go on.
Shout out to you, Zadia.
Double shout outs.
Yeah. I'm not shouting out anybody. So, this week, it just seems like, you know, I'm not doing that.
Oh, I got one more shout out, too.
What?
Montana Saigon. He's going to be providing music for this podcast from now on.
Oh, yeah. Montana Saigon.
So if you like his beats, if you like what he has to offer, just tell us. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. And what else? That is? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do Step Your Game Up. Okay, my got to step your game. My step your game up is for cats that you that do that other than us, because we've been dragging on podcasts too. But man, some people been dragging on podcasts for a year or two. You know, they're like, "Woo, you, man, you, I mean, it's just, I think you're done. Some people are done. So, I guess it's a wrap for you. We already know. Some people say that they work. You know, they lie on stuff and say people that they work for Game Trailers and THQ and oh man. Well,
is this the same person talking about they know SOCOM and stuff like that?
Yeah, that lying.
Insider.
You know this? Hey, SOCOM HD. And I'm like, hey, you ain't don't know nobody. We been to the studio. There ain't nobody doing nothing around here. Quit lying. So, come on, man. Oh well, they moved. Some of them moved over to Sucker Punch. Nah, man, quit lying. Quite a few of those guys from there moved over to 343 Studios and other. And get out of here, stupid. People just be lying up on their little YouTube channels. I just go there just for comedy's sake because they, you know, and then these cats be believing them, and I'm just like, man, you guys are straight liars. You know, look, I'm gonna say this. I would like them to do a SOCOM HD remake. I don't think they're doing it because I think they're doing because one, it's the end of the cycle now. So I don't think they're gonna. I don't even think they're messing with that. So, what I and two is if we all know that Sucker Punch is working on something. We don't know what, but they're working on something, and it ain't. It ain't so calm. It ain't so calm. So,
hell no.
No, it ain't so calm. They're going to get a whole new studio to mess with that. If Sony's going to let it sit and marinate for a while because they fucked it up so much. I think they'll let it marinate for a while, and that's what they'll do. But because if they do HD, then they have to break the stuff down. They got to do the online again. Man, it's too much money for the HD isn't money at all to put in HD, but I think the online and all that other stuff of just, you know, I don't think they'll do it. But, you, I don't know. But, yeah, step your game. Quit lying to these folks, man. Why don't you just tell them the truth? Ain't got to no event. Ain't sitting up there to, ain't talk to nobody. Ain't nobody seen you, heard you do an interview with one person in the industry. Man, you ain't even did it. I mean, if you do something with somebody in the industry, man, just get somebody from GameStop. Yeah, you work on the cash register, don't you? Yeah, so yeah. What did you do?
I'm doing
do
an interview
something.
With the mall
yeah.
janitor.
Yeah. Somebody, please. Do an interview with somebody. Quit lying to people.
For God's sake, get on a treadmill, son.
Yeah, it's, oh, man. Yeah, he looks
a treadmill.
These cats
take a brisk walk.
Yeah, people thought they doing like they talking about folks and they and look at them, they doing the same kind of they doing the same stuff, man. Get out of here, you corny. I wouldn't even say step your game up. You need to, you know, step your life up. Now,
yeah, step your life up, son.
Oh, life. But, you know, these cats are stupid. But, all right, go on, worst case.
I forgot my step your game up now. I totally forgot.
You had one you forgot?
I did. I had one, I forgot it.
Worst case step, you told me. It was, worst case is step your game up was to Jim Beam. He said, step your game up.
You know. You know what, Blake? That was real cute. But, you know, that was real cute, you know, and
the Jim Beam. He said step your game up.
Yeah, step your game up, man. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. Kentucky whiskey. He said, hey, you got
you know. He said, step your game up to, you know, this bitch that gave me sex on the beach and
man,
drinking. It was
gave you more than sex on the beach, didn't she? Hey,
it was a drink. Okay, uh-oh. It's a drink. You can look it up, and it definitely had me acting funny. So, and she knew I wasn't supposed to have that, but it's cool. She knew it. She
but
knew
drank it.
It
anyway.
I'm drinking anyway. So, Jim Beam.
Not a real drink, or are you talking about some type of sexual metaphor? There you go. Yeah, I think it's a metaphor.
It's the real drink. It's a real beach drink. I wasn't at the beach. I was at the beach 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were at somebody's beach. But there you go.
Look, like I said, I'm a married man. And I don't. I am not. I only sleep with one woman.
Oh, man.
And I do not party, drink, do any kind of drugs.
You're a liar.
Look, I am the golden child right now.
A wholesome life, straight edge.
Okay. So, anyway, enough about my life. What about you, DCI? So, what's your step game up?
All right. Well, you know Halo. You know Halo 4 is reviewed and it's getting a whole bunch of reviews and good reviews and everything. But I've read a lot of comments and people are like, "Oh, IGN gave it a 9.8. Oh, it must be good." And I'm like, "Well, step your game up." If the game was good enough to get an 8, it still would get a 9. That's the score it's always gonna get.
Right.
So I don't understand why people thinking that. I haven't played the game, so I'm not dissing it or saying it's not a good game. But we all know where score is gonna get regardless. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get a 9 or a 10. That's.
Oh, you know what else I want to? Okay, go on.
No, go ahead.
No, go on. You can finish your step your game because I want to.
So, pretty much what I'm saying is, like, don't take these. It's Halo. It's always going to get a good score. It's right. Like Call of Duty. It's always going to get a 10, even if the game's, you know, garbage. It's going to get a high score. So don't think these scores means the game's good. It's Halo. You know, business as usual.
Right. Now, the thing I wanted to say is this: we all know Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out.
Yeah.
We all know that that you know they're showing a little. Every now and then they show a little picture of this, that, other. But now you hear people, little rumblings, people talking about, well, you know, Grand Theft Auto, you know, even some people are like, well, Grand Theft Auto 4 was kind of, you know, they're lacking. If it was so lacking, then why did you guys give it Game of the Year? Why did you guys give it 10s? See, this is what's so phony about this industry sometimes, because now that 5's coming out, now they're trying to, you know, they're going back on 4, like, well, nah, it wasn't that great, it wasn't that, you know what I'm saying? They're
yeah,
going
people's
back on
real opinions.
Right.
Are coming out
the real opinions.
Games come out, yeah.
That's what it is. I told everybody that game is not true. See, watch, when this is, and oh, that's what subject I wanted to get on, too. You know, we ain't even done yet. Check this out. Now.
You guys going to get some extra time on the podcast.
Yeah. The thing is, these guys are sitting up making these. You know, doing these reviews of these games, and they're not tens. These aren't even nines. They did not want to tell people that Grand Theft Auto 4 was not the truth. You're not.
Uh oh, I think Illuminati cut him off.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got cut off for a second.
Hear you. They didn't want to hear it, man.
It is.
Illuminati cut you off.
Oh, man. But they didn't want. They don't want this. You can't lose weight, gain weight, do all kind of stuff, work out, make yourself muscular, do all. You know, you couldn't do that. But yet, it's the great. It was the game of the year when Metal Gear Solid should have got it. Out of here.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4 should have got it. Then it gets get. You know, and they give that game of the year. I mean, get out of here with that nonsense. Now, and the thing about it, the thing is, at the okay, this is what I wanted to talk about. When this generation ends, this is my theory. My theory is that I think that they're gonna the reviewers and everybody else, they're gonna say, you know what, this generation was just not that great. Now. And I think they're gonna say the PS3 was way better than people thought it was. That's what I'm going. That's what my theory is. And I think they're gonna say that the 360 just will this. My question is this, and I want people to comment. Will this generation be remembered fondly, like the PS2 generation, the PS1 generation, the Super NES, the Genesis, and the NES when their generation will it be, you know, because you can think of games like crazy, like, oh my god, you remember that game we used to play on Super Nintendo? Remember that game we played on NES back in the day? I don't really hear people talking like that. You know, people talk about the PS2 like it, you know, like it's the truth. And people talk about the PS1 games. But what I don't think the 360 is going to be it's going to be FPSs. That's it.
Shooters.
Nobody's going to... Go on.
No, I think we live in this fast-paced society now. It wasn't really that much like that in the PS2 days. It seems like everyone wants to move to the next game, like, quick. You know?
Right.
Like, they don't want to sit on the game and actually play it. That's why I like Borderlands 2 so much.
Yeah.
You know, you could just sit on that game and just play it, you know, just like you did old school. But now, and I never understood why I like this generation. And there's so many games out there you can play. There's a lot of games, but people are like, oh, there's nothing to play. There's nothing this, nothing that. And I never understood that. Like, if you open your mind, there's a lot of games out there.
I don't think it's going to be remembered as fondly.
I don't either, but I think that's why. It's because people just, they don't pay attention no more. You know, they always want to move on to the next game. You know, they got all these sick games out there, but they don't.
They've got short attention spans.
Yeah,
like, Mish. They got
either
where,
they don't.
How do I have a short attention span?
You know,
I have a short attention
span. On to the next game. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, but that would have been funny if you said that, huh?
Yeah, see? You got short attention span.
Yeah, either they got short attention spans or they don't have an open mind. And that's the fault. That's the problem. It's not really the games. It's that.
That is a shame. That is a total, total shame. That you guys got short attention spans. That's why, you know, because look, I'm a total story. Because, you know, DCI and I, we playing Borderlands 2, you know. But there's people like worst case and submission.
What? Hold on. Why am I in this?
And
in
they
this
moved
right
on.
Now?
They
why
moved
am I
on.
Right
to say, you know, you said like worst case. Why don't you play it? I'll say no. I want to play a little 2K. I'm like, man, that's
what.
I'm like that.
When have I ever rejected to play Borderlands like that? When have I ever rejected
quite a bit. You've done quite a bit.
You've done it quite a bit. Get out of here, Blade. That is corny.
And I said, you wanna play some, how many times we've been in the room? I said, let's you want to play some Borderlands? Nah, man, I might play on Wednesday if I'm with you now today.
Oh yeah, I've said that because I have school, man. I gotta work.
No, like, you didn't use the excuse of school. You just said, nah, I don't feel like I'll play it on Wednesday. You didn't use the excuse of school. So did you say?
Was that after the fact we were playing?
No, did you say that?
No,
you did too.
I didn't know. Of.
Yeah, you said that, man. You said that.
If I did say it, like I said, I knew my schedule was busy for the rest of the week, so I wasn't gonna be able to play.
Look, I bet you it wasn't busy for that sex on the beach.
Oh, okay. You know, but like I said, I was already in the setting when that happened. And I was already intoxicated.
Okay. I was already intoxicated.
Nah, if I would have known what Sex and the Beach had on it, had in it.
Oh, no, you knew what it had on it.
in it.
Oh, what it
I wouldn't know that shit. That shit was crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I already know, man. I already know. And you.
That is a good question. Will this generation... Should we title the podcast that? That's a good title.
Yeah, that's what this is. Will this generation be... You know, something finally will it be remembered? Like,
we'll think it out. We'll think.
So, for worst case, for DCI, I'm Blade 206, and take it easy.
Bong. Bong.
Come on, man, we gotta run over here.
Bong.